So we're still in the middle of the octave of Christmas. 8 days of celebration, of feast. 8 days in a row of a solemnity, really. So the church says during these 8 days, it's forbidden to fast. No penance. Well, you have to feast. Now, don't get gluttonous or anything like that, but celebrate, right? It's a beautiful thing that the church says the mystery of Christmas is so beautiful and so huge, we can't celebrate it adequately in just one day. We need a whole octave to celebrate it. And really, the season of Christmas, right, goes for 2 more weeks until the baptism of the Lord. So enjoy. Some friends of mine keep a refrigerator magnet in their house that says on it, the only normal family is the one you don't know well. You know, I think we all just immediately recognize truth in that little statement. I was talking to someone just earlier this morning. They said, we thought you were talking about us over the holidays. You know, I'm so incredibly grateful for my family and the love and the stability that my parents gave us growing up on the farm. But make no mistake, we're at least as messed up as every single one of you. In the Bible, the idea of covenant is very important. A covenant establishes a bond between two people or between two groups of people. But it's not just any bond. A covenant establishes a family bond. God kept establishing covenants with Israel to make them part of his family. And Israel kept breaking those covenants. From the very beginning, the devil worked to sow discord and division in family covenants between Adam and Eve, between Cain and Abel, in Israel, and still today. Family is fundamental to the plan of God. Breaking up the family is fundamental to the plan of Satan. Jesus establishes a covenant with us that will never be broken. How? Because we come to or return to this covenant over and over again through forgiveness of our sins. So it doesn't matter so much that we sin. We're sinners. Of course we sin. But what does matter is that we seek forgiveness in the blood of Christ, in the covenant that washes us and reestablishes us again and again as his family. No matter how many times we go astray. So we know how important, how essential family is to the plan of God. Let's look a little more closely at the family itself. Let's start with husband and wife. When God brings the woman to the man in Genesis, the man exclaims, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man she has been taken." It's the first recorded speech in the Bible. Once there's another to share a word with, then the man finally speaks. And he's so overwhelmed at the beauty of the woman, the bride, who is the climax of God's creation, that he speaks in poetry. Now, since then, the man's had a hard time getting a word in edgewise. But he begins magnificently. He recognizes her as sharing in his own humanity. Bone and flesh. She shares my strengths and my weaknesses. In the New Testament, St. Paul elaborates on this relationship in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5, where he writes that the union of husband and wife is a great mystery, referring to the union of Christ and his bride, the church. And then he writes that the husband must love his wife, and the wife must respect her husband. Right? So, you know, if you don't love your wife, you're a jerk. Right? Everybody would agree with that, right? If he doesn't love you, run away. Right? But if you don't respect your husband, you're ungrateful. Why? Because earlier in Ephesians, St. Paul charges that the husband must love his wife as Christ loved the church, who died for her, in order to present her spotless and unblemished to God. He deserves respect because he's charged to be willing to die for your virtue. He's charged to sacrifice his life in order to get you to heaven. And if that doesn't deserve respect, then nothing does. Sometimes it's hard for husbands to show authentic love. Respect is easier for guys to give. But that's your command. Sometimes it's easier for the ladies to show love than respect. But that's your command. So husbands and wives, never forget your shared humanity, nor the commands given you to love and respect each other. The devil's always trying to undermine these foundations. Don't surrender to him. Now let's look at mothers. You know, all of us, men and women, we first learn what it means to be human from our mothers. Mothers teach us the absolute importance of receiving from another, that it's okay to be nourished, held, cared for, cleaned, and loved by another. We learn to let ourselves be loved from our mothers. We learn to trust another by learning to trust our mothers. And when we see our mothers trusting and respecting our fathers, we learn to trust and respect our Heavenly Father too. And fathers, the way that fathers protect and provide, the way that they leave but always come back, the way that they sacrificially love their wives, they reveal to us the providence and protection and sacrificial love of the Heavenly Father. There were times when my father was not respected. Sometimes he handled it better than other times. But he never left. He stayed faithful. Not perfectly, but he continued to love. I just read the results of a study, nationwide study, indicating that absent fathers and divided marriages are huge, one of the biggest indicators of children who will stop practicing their faith as they grow up. This feast day is a reminder to all of us of the foundational importance for our human family, let alone for our church family, of the nuclear family. We celebrate today the Holy Family to remind us that family is essential. And the devil hates families and always works division in them. But the eternal family covenant of Christ shows us that we don't have to be perfect, because we can be forgiven over and over again. And that's why we stay. Whether it's the ability to receive that we learn from our mothers, or the witness of sacrificial love that we see in our fathers, or vice versa, they all point us to the gift of forgiveness and healing and reconciliation that comes from Christ. And we must never forget that covenant, the one that binds us forever as the family of God. So here's the homework for the week. Pray for mothers and fathers and children to be faithful to the family covenant that they share. As the family goes, so goes the family of the church.